Shavuot Tov, my friends. Welcome to day 7. I hope you all enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat. Tonight, our theme, the chapter is called Achieving Wholeness, one of my favorite because it speaks about being straight. There's a famous Mishnah in Perkei Avos and the ethics of our fathers that teaches that we should be Tocho Kaboro, that what we show on the outside should reflect what's really happening internally. We should lead straight and not deceitful kind of lives. And deception, of course, is not only hurtful to other people, but it also damages the person who is being deceitful. When we present ourselves in a way that's really not consistent with our true self, this creates all sorts of inner conflict and turmoil and really prevents us from living what's called a life of shlemos. Shalem, or shalom, means to be not only peaceful, but whole. And when you're whole, you lead a more peaceful life. The Rambam gives an example, the great Maimonides, that it's forbidden to deceive people. You shouldn't sell non-kosher meat, he says, to a Gentile as if it were kosher meat, because kosher meat is considered more valuable even to someone not Jewish, who's not eating kosher necessarily. And we're not permitted to present something one way when something else is the reality, whether it's to a Jew or a non-Jew. And of course, I mentioned this in the chapter, used car salesman, which has become a big cliche about someone who presents a car is perfect, when in fact there are all sorts of problems. It's absolutely forbidden as far as Judaism is concerned. And of course, this poses all sorts of questions and issues for the world of marketing and advertising. We are supposed to really reflect things the way they are. And in terms of our own personal growth, you know, always trying to appear greater than we are is never a wonderful situation. There are definitely some exceptions to this. You know, when you're going for an interview, and if you're usually a messy, slobby kind of person, that doesn't mean you should wear a wrinkled shirt to the interview. You could still iron the shirt, look your best when you go out on a date, because you're putting your best foot forward. That's not misrepresenting yourself. Well, I have to show everybody what a slob I am. Or the other exception I was just thinking about, speaking to Jill, to my wife about, and she said, you know, give the example of someone who's trying to become more observant. Often, when someone is trying to become more observant, they're doing things a little more than they might be feeling inside. Right now, doing too much of that, too much of a disparity between your behavior, your halachic actions, and what you're feeling internally is not healthy. But you're always going to try to do a little more than what you're perhaps feeling or perhaps, you know, believing in, because that's how you advance in life. That's how you grow in other areas. If you are working out at the gym and your perfect weight is, you know, I don't know, benching 160, but you want to get greater, then you're pushing yourself further than you actually are. That's how you grow. That's not being inconsistent with who you are. That's called trying to move forward. But in general, we want to try to be sincere and genuine and reflect who we are as we are. And everyone loves being around people who seem to be sharing who they truly are. You know, what you see is what you get. And you can start telling when someone is, I don't know, trying to be someone that they're not. It's usually a turnoff. And I mentioned something in the new book coming out called The Jewish Experience. In my chapter on prayer, I mention the very concluding prayer of the Shemone Esrei, which is the most important prayer in the whole Siddur, the Silent Devotion. And there are these beautiful meditations added on to the Silent Devotion. The most famous one, the one we do, is referred to as the Elokai Nitzor. My God, Nitzor means to guard. And the very first words of this meditation, those of you familiar with it, we begin the words, we say, Elokai Nitzor, Lishoni Meira, guard my tongue from speaking ill, Usfatai, and my lips, Midaber Mirma, from speaking deceitfully. This is a quote, actually, from the book of Tehillim, the book of Psalms, that we have to, not only just speaking generally bad, there's Lashon Hara and all that, but we should also not have anything deceitful coming from our lips. And we say something beautiful at the very end. We formally conclude the Amidah with the phrase, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart find favor before you. And it really parallels the way we start the meditation, the way we start the Shemona Esrei. We start with Hashem Svasai Tiftach, please God, open my lips, Ufi Agiti Latecha, so I declare your praise. We start the Amidah by asking God for help in expressing ourselves sincerely, and we conclude by asking God that he should find that sincerity acceptable. And I have here a quote in the book also from my teacher, he should live and be well, Rabbi Shlomo Riskin, where he said to be sincere is to stand before God with honesty, offering not perfection, but the truth of who we are. Right? We're coming into the high holidays. The most important thing, even before understanding anything we're saying in the prayers, is to be sincere and genuine. Hashem knows who we are. He knows our struggles. He wants us to bring our true selves before him. And I think we want that of each other too, in our human person-to-person relationships, to be who we are, to be toho kaboro, to express truly, sincerely who we are, while trying to grow and push ourselves a little further, but to be honest, to be sincere.